Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Rick Ingram Talks to Strangers. And now, here's your host, Rick Ingram.
All right, guys, welcome back to Rick Ingram Talks to Strangers. Hope everyone is well and your enemies have been taken down to whatever level they need to be taken down to. Our stranger today is Autumn Brewer. Is that the correct pronunciation? It seems pretty straightforward.
Yep, that's it.
Autumn, what? Why did they name you Autumn? Did they tell you that?
Yeah, my dad. Oh, sorry.
You're
my,
okay.
My dad heard the name on a TV show and thought it was pretty and unique, and that's that.
TV shows, yeah. I think my wife's named after a TV show character as well. Yeah. It was a very popular thing in the 1900s. You were born in the 1900s, I assume?
I was, yes.
All right, nice. There he is. I'm like, man, she might be 21. And then she's like, I don't even know about that century. Well, thank you for being here. Where are you from?
I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Ohio, okay. Yeah. And do you love Ohio?
I love being from Ohio.
It's a right answer. I'm from Kansas, and I always would say it's a great place to be from.
Yeah.
And then people are like, but it's not nice to be. I'm like, yeah, you could say that, I guess. Cincinnati is, it's basically Kentucky. Is that right?
Yeah, the right on it's, the other side of the river.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I just always assumed Ohio was just all industrial, and then I've met some people from Cincinnati where I'm like, is Cincinnati in the South? What is going on? But I guess there's rural sounding people everywhere. So.
Yeah.
And do you live in LA now?
I do, yeah.
What brought you to LA?
Stand up and acting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Some these facts that I have about you are some of the more odd. Side, you ate the skin of a tarantula when you were 12.
I did.
First of all, how did you skin a tarantula? I think that's where it really needs to start, at least. Did you catch this tarantula?
No, my dad had it as a pet.
Okay, your dad had a pet tarantula.
Yes.
And where does it go from there? What did your dad do that made you go, I'm going to eat the skin off of his beloved spider?
He was actually the one who dared me to eat it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So do they shed their skin?
Yeah, they do. They shed their skin.
Okay.
And it shed its skin like a couple days before, and it was something when they shed it, it can kind of look like them. Like it's, so he would walk around with the house trying to scare us.
Stays form.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah. To a degree. Yeah.
And they shed all of it? Like how does that?
Yeah. For the, yeah.
Legs
assume.
And body. And
yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah.
I've always, and I'm not saying this is a fact about your dad, but I've always thought that people who have snakes and spiders as pets are strange people in general.
Yeah.
It's probably true about your dad, but yeah. Did you guys have normal pets or was this strictly an arachnid family?
We did have, he loved animals.
Okay.
So we had all different types of animals. And then he started getting into spiders. So that became a new hobby of his.
Wow.
Collecting spiders.
And mom is around for this?
They're divorced. So his house had the spiders
right.
And she stayed away.
How much do you think the spiders played a part in the divorce? You know, it's hard to break this stuff down. But I feel like if my wife was like suddenly a spider enthusiast, I would start being like... I don't know that this is right for us.
Yeah.
Because, you know, spiders are very creepy.
Yeah.
Especially large spiders.
Yeah. Animals definitely played a part. She had none. And I know right before their divorce, he was looking at getting a pet octopus. So
yeah.
I'm sure that was top of the list.
It sounds like he wasn't focused on the right things.
Yeah.
It could be. He's into anything with eight legs, which is odd. Did he get the octopus?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
He would have kept it alive. You would have seen it.
He
for
definitely
sure.
would have, for sure.
So he took care of his creepy pets at least.
Yes. Yes, he did.
And then do you have siblings?
I do. I have an older brother.
An older brother, and he's cool with the spiders?
Doesn't love them, no. But
Dad still has spiders.
I think he has like 10 spiders now.
What kind of spiders can you own as pets other than tarantulas?
They're all different types of tarantulas.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I didn't realize that was a thing.
Yeah.
We have tarantulas out here, obviously. I saw one a couple years ago running across the parking lot where I live, and my first thought was just like, we have to burn down the entire complex. That's the only safe way. This thing, I mean, the way it was moving, you could tell it was being aggressive. Like, it had plans for what it was going to do to me. But yeah, that's super creepy. So he's got 10 different tarantulas.
Yeah, maybe more. I don't know, but he has a lot.
He has a lot.
Yeah.
And is your dad remarried?
No, he is not.
Does he know that he's never going to be remarried?
Yeah, I think he might have accepted that.
He's accepted that? Yeah. And he every night tells the spiders, it's just us. It's just going to be us. Wow. All right. And so is Dad a scientist or...
No, I don't know. I know he's always been into animals. Like I said, we had all different types of animals when I was growing up. He loved them. I don't know what got him into tarantulas. I think he always thought they looked cool, and then he found out you could get one, and he was like, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then you got to feed him, what, crickets or something?
Yeah, crickets.
Yeah, lizards and spider people always got the hook up on crickets.
Yep.
There was all these crickets down the street from where I lived, and I was always like, why is there just fucking crickets here? And then one day someone was like, oh, well, you know, the lady who lives there feeds them to her lizards. And I'm like, well, she needs to do a better job because they're infesting the streets now. Also, it says here that you believed you were part dragon.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Until you were 9?
Yeah.
Two main questions. One, what led you to believe you were part dragon?
Comes back to my dad.
Yeah.
He told me.
He told
me. He told me.
So this is parental lies.
This was my dad told me. He said he was part dragon and that me and my brother, because
therefore,
of blood,
slightly
also,
less dragon, but still part dragon.
We were half,
Yeah.
Half dragon. We weren't as good as he was.
He was full dragon?
Yeah. Well, he could have... Yeah, he could turn into a dragon whenever he wanted.
Did he never do it though when you were around?
We asked all the time. Yeah. He wanted to do it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I've got similar schemes going with my children. Yeah. So, I hollow out my bones and I can fly around, but I don't ever do it in front of them because it's weird, you know. It'd be weird for them to have to see me flying around like that. So then at 9, tell us about the conversation that led to you understanding that you are, in fact, full human and not part dragon.
It was so my mom didn't know because, my parents got divorced when I was really young. So my mom didn't know and she wasn't allowed to know because that was the number one rule of being a dragon. If you tell anybody you're a dragon, you lose your dragon powers.
Oh,
he was good. He was smart. He knew how to
by the way,
keep the line in the family.
Dad is getting creepier by the second. Just like in an odd way. I mean, it's good that, we're lying about being part dragon. But at the same time, I think he was testing to see how much is she going to tattletale. And then after years, he's like, I got to keep it up now.
Yeah.
So at 9, what happens?
We just started getting older and we were asking a lot of questions. And it became more of a realization on my brother and me. We started talking about it and it just really kind of fell out. And then my dad stopped bringing it up. And then at one point, my brother and I brought it up and we were like, remember when you told us we were dragons?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah.
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 Yeah, I remember telling you about your family heritage. And you're like, yeah, Dad, the thing is, you're a fucking liar. Wow. So is that an awkward conversation then? Or did Dad just play it off like, yeah, whatever?
He played it off. He lied a lot.
Yeah.
That was probably like the biggest one that he kept up with for so many years.
Yeah.
But he would always tell us random lies just to...
Like a good father.
Like a good father.
It's hard to believe he ended up in the spider world with the kind of hijinks that he's got going on. All right, so you find out you're not a dragon. Mm-hmm. By the way, you didn't tell friends or anyone?
Not when I thought I was a dragon, but yeah. After I learned I wasn't, I told everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guy, hey, guys, big news.
Yeah.
Not a dragon.
Yep.
And they were like, oh, okay, Autumn. Strange thing to bring up, but I'm glad we've verified it. Would friends come over to your dad's house? Were they willing to go to the spider house?
Yeah, he got spiders, I guess, yeah, when I was 11 or 12 is when he started getting spiders.
Okay.
And, yeah, he was good about not, because he cared about the spiders more than he cared about the kids that came over. So he knew if he brought the spider around the kids could injure the spider.
Right.
So he kept the kids away from the spider.
And there was never, the spider never bit anybody?
No. He used to hold it all the time. I have pictures of him just like having it crawl yeah. on him.
I remember in elementary school, the lady, I was about to say from the zoo, but she didn't work at the zoo. She was just a creepy spider lady. And she would, every year, that she would bring the tarantulas and try and get the kids, hey, who wants to hold it? And it was always the same creepy kid that was like, I'll hold it. And then he'd sit there. And we'd all be like, oh, man, that kid's so weird. We're not inviting him to birthday parties for sure. Yeah. All right, so you eat the skin. Dad, he has the skin.
Yeah.
He dares you. What does it take to entice you to eat it?
So we were playing this game called Spoons. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's I don't know if it's a Midwest thing, but it's pretty, you get, you put, it's like musical chairs, but with cards.
Okay.
So if there's five people playing, there's four spoons. You have to get three of a kind with your cards. If you get three of a kind, you grab a spoon. Last person to grab a spoon gets a letter.
Okay.
First one to spell spoons. In our family, had to do a dare, and I lost. To be fair, I was the youngest and smallest, yeah. So I think I was
yeah.
picked on for that one.
Yeah, child abuse. Is,
definitely.
yeah. All right. So you lose spoons.
I lose spoons, and you go into the game knowing if you lose, you have to do a dare.
Right.
So they thought, they're like, oh, this spider just shed its skin.
Is that the dragon?
Can you that's the thing.
Can you communicate with the... all right, so you know you're going to have to eat this spider skin, basically.
Yes, yeah.
How much of it do you eat?
Most of it.
Wow.
I put hot sauce on it.
Spider skin with hot sauce?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then...
is Anthony Bourdain here? this seems like it's a... We're somewhere in... all right, so you're eating a hot sauce spider skin.
Yep. And fun fact about tarantulas, if you didn't know, they have little hairs in their skin that they shoot off at their enemies to help keep them away, to like protect themselves.
Really?
Yeah. So when they shed the skin, a lot of that hair comes off. So then I couldn't eat for a couple days because I had
spider hair in your
all in my mouth in it. Yeah.
And, wow.
And then I went to my mom's house after weekend at dad's, and she was not happy.
Yeah, I would imagine not. Yeah, mom was like, okay, the spiders were enough. Making your child eat spider hair. All right, so relationship with dad.
It's really good.
It's really good.
Yeah, we have a really
strangely
good relationship.
Enough.
Yep.
And what kind of dares did other people in the spoons world have to take on? Was there other challenges that you recall? What else
did
they make
you do? Most of them were pretty gross.
Yeah.
At one point, we had one of those big dogs. I can't remember what they're called. The really big dogs. Yeah, I think, yeah.
St. Bernard's.
Huge dog. And with big dogs, you get a lot of slobber.
Yeah.
And someone lost spoons, and there was like just loogies of dog slobber in the water bowl, and they had to do a shot of the water bowl.
Oh my god.
And most of the people who lost this game were children, so
yeah.
I don't think my dad lost the game once, actually.
Strange how that works out. Dad's an odd duck. if I had a friend whose dad made me do a shot of dog loogie, I would no longer have that friend, probably. I'd be like, yeah, Autumn's cool, but the dragon thing was weird. What about your brother? Did your brother get, was he doing the shots of dog loogie? What?
His, because I can't remember, I know, I think this one was his. He had, there was a speaker that had like never been dusted, and he had to write his name in the dust with his tongue.
Wow. Listen, what?
Very creative dares, I'd say.
Yeah. I mean, creative is a way of saying it. Dad really gets a kick out of being like, this is borderline child abuse. I don't think they'll take him away for this, but there's definitely going to be some questions. And the cops are probably like, he's got spiders. We're not going to. Obviously, weird things are going on. All right. So do you go to college?
Yes.
Where'd you go?
Ohio University.
You went to Ohio University, and that's what, they're the green?
Yeah, they're green and white.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And, yeah. What do you study?
Theater.
So you're studying theater, and you're using all the experiences. You know, are there roles for traumatized spider daughter?
You know, I look for them.
Yeah.
I put it in my special skills. Part, I can eat a tarantula skin.
Part dragon. There's a lot of things that are useful. I think acting resumes, especially when you first start, is one of my favorite things to read ever. They're all amazing. I remember sitting in a casting office one time and just looking through a stack of them and being like, these lying motherfuckers. And then I had to make my acting resume, and I remember my commercial agent being like, yeah, you got to put some special skills on there. I'm like, I don't have any special skills. And he was like, oh, well, here's, just write these down. So I'm like, okay. So I put it down, and then like maybe 3 or 4 years go by, and then my agent calls me and he's like, hey, I got a great audition for you. And I'm like, oh, okay. And he tells me what it is. I'm like, oh, I can't do that. And he's like, what do you mean? It was like they needed a stunt driver for something. And he goes, it says on your resume, semi-professional auto racing. And I go, yeah, you told me to lie. I thought that was a funny thing to write. So then he got mad. He's like, oh, I had to call him and tell him that you no longer are capable of doing that. I'm like, yeah, I'm not. I'm not going to go race a car. I don't even know how to drive a stick shift. That was the exciting part. I've also gotten auditions where it says professional dancers, and it was just because I wrote robot dancing as a as a skill set on my resume, because I thought, you got to fill this up, you know. The more lines, the better. What kind of skills do you have on yours?
I don't have any fun ones. For a while, I saw other people put they could whistle, and I can't, so I put I couldn't whistle. That was,
oh, that's
on
nice.
My skills.
It does make you stand out.
So they
we need someone who absolutely will not whistle under any circumstances. Search for that. Like, it's just this girl, Autumn. There's a very demanding casting agent. I need you to get into the heat of this. Find me someone who will not whistle. What, and no whistling, huh?
I can't whistle.
That's insane.
Yep.
All right. And what's the dream? You want to act on TV show, movies?
Yeah.
All of the above.
All of the above. Yeah. Stand up.
You do comedy as well?
Yeah, I do stand up.
How long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing stand up for about a year and a half, and then I did improv for about 3 years before that.
How do you feel about the transition from improv to stand up?
It was a lot easier than I expected, actually.
Yeah.
I was really nervous to do stand up because I figured with improv you get to make things up on the spot, and if you're not funny, you're like, well, I made it up, so.
Right.
And then I started doing stand up, and it was just, it was a lot easier. It was, yeah, a lot easier. I got to kind of be me on stage, and I was used to being on stage, so.
Right.
Yeah.
More comfortable.
Yeah.
Do you still do improv at all?
A little bit, but not really.
That's typically what happens.
Yeah.
I remember in college, I still was doing like improv stuff. And then as soon as I started doing stand-up, I'm like, never going to do that bullshit again.
Right.
Now that I'm in this professional track that has taken me nowhere in 20 years. Meanwhile, if I would have just stuck with improv, you know, I'm taking suggestions from the audience, riding my bicycle. That was the main move I used to do. Eat ice cream, riding bikes. That was my go-to improv move. Have you ever gone to someone else's sketch comedy show and then felt like you can't be friends with them anymore? Because that happened to me quite a bit. when I first moved out here, I'm like, yeah, I'll go support people. And then I'd go see their sketch comedy shows. I'm like, well, we're not friends anymore. I don't even know what that bullshit was. But I'm a negative. I don't know if you picked up on that or not. But what's dad doing now?
He actually moved in with my brother, moved all of his spiders in with him.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, where he's at. Yep.
He's
in Ohio. Yeah. That's why I moved to LA. Get away from the spiders.
Yeah. So smart.
Yeah.
I mean, we have them out here, but I feel like natural occurring tarantulas are less creepy than household tarantulas.
Yeah. He wanted to breed them for a little bit.
I was going to ask. I try not to get too deep into spider fucking on this podcast. I'm not even sure how that works. I believe there's not actual fucking, right? I think, if I remember correctly... Yeah, Winks, are you in on this? This guy knows how everything fucks. That's why he's the best producer in the game. There's enough of them on the mountain near me that when I see them, I'm always like one of my neighbors one time was like, be careful, it's tarantula breeding season. And I'm like, what does that mean? In my mind, like, spiders are going to try and fuck me for sure. But that's not what it meant, I guess. But yeah, they like, hang out in holes, and then they lay their eggs and wait for a male to come around and just seed the hole, apparently.
Yeah, I think so. That sounds right.
Yeah. If it's not right, I'm not a spider guy, so it's not my fault. Are tarantulas venomous?
Most of them.
Yeah.
It's really fun whenever my dad is going away and he needs like one of us to take care of the spiders.
Yeah.
And he'll go down the line and be like, okay, so don't put your hand in this cage. You'll die. And I'm like, great. Awesome.
Yeah.
So I think most of them are. Some of them might not like be as bad as others, but right. There are a few that he has that he tells you like, don't get near that one.
What does a spider cost? How does he get a spider? Do you go to a pet store?
They have reptile shows that he goes to.
Yeah.
I've gone to a couple with him. It's, I feel
you're
like...
You're part dragon. It makes sense.
Know?
Yeah.
So you can get them as little babies, and they're cheaper as babies because you have to keep them alive.
Keep them alive, yeah.
Or you can get them bigger, and they're usually pretty expensive bigger. He tends to like getting them at when they're babies so he can grow them up.
Yeah, so they see him as the father
exactly.
figure.
Exactly.
it makes perfect sense. Yeah, you don't want some tarantula that's been around and knows that there's other bosses out there. So, yeah, those were... I wanted to go... This is probably 10 years ago, but they had some big reptile show downtown at like the... convention center or something, and I wanted to go just fuck with people because I knew there's going to be a lot of strange lizard people.
Yeah,
but I didn't realize that they also did spiders there, because mm-hmm. then it really could have gotten creepy.
Yeah.
All right, so when you're at a lizard or a reptile show, what do you do there? What's you just walking around looking at reptiles and people are selling them?
Yeah it's kind of like a like a flea market, but for reptiles.
Right.
I feel like it's the best way to describe it. Everybody's got their own little booths. You can go up to them. Usually everybody has a specialized thing that they're breeding.
They're the snake guy.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great place to get like a guinea pig or a rabbit because they're super cheap because they're food.
Yeah. So they're just feeding them.
Yeah. So if you ever need a cheap rabbit.
Honestly, you're not going to believe how often that comes up in my life. Cheap rabbits, I think, are one of life's greatest delicacies. A lot of people don't respect them for that. You go to these things, and your dad, he knows what he's looking for.
Yeah.
Like, he shows up knowing this is the kind of tarantula I want to get.
Yes.
Heads over to the tarantula booth. Mm-hmm. He knows Creepy Jake, the tarantula guy. this guy's got the best tarantulas. Yeah, It's a special family, I'm guessing, the whole spider community.
Yeah.
Does he know other spider people?
Yeah, he actually also recently got into geckos.
Sure.
So he started breeding those.
Yeah.
He has his people that he goes to.
Right.
That he knows.
And he's breeding geckos now?
He is breeding geckos now, yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally. Getting life back on track, it sounds like.
Yeah. So now he sells them. So now he's one of the guys.
He's a vendor.
He's got a booth.
Damn.
Yep.
This is why he moved in with your brother, yep. by the way, because yep. the gecko business ain't what it was pre-COVID. Back in the early aughts, geckos were all the craze. Actually, we're going to take a break, and then I'll bring Sarah on, and we'll talk more about follow-up questions involving your dad, his dares, and the arachnids.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll be right back. Thank you. Say hi. All right, guys, we're back. Sarah is here. We're talking with Autumn. We're focusing mostly on the things that her father did that we find questionable, but at the same time, pretty hysterical. I never considered making my children drink dog spit, but now that I know it's out there and perfectly legal in Ohio, we know where we're not vacationing, probably. Sarah, do you have any specific questions you want to ask?
Yeah.
Are you a spider person, by the way?
No.
Have you known spider people?
Okay. Well, all right. To be completely transparent, I always let at least like one daddy long legs live in my bathroom.
Always.
At least one.
Handle the pests.
They're harmless. Like, yeah. What am I, you know? I had a friend who came over once and asked if they could take a shower. We were going to like watch The Bachelorette or something. And they were like, yeah, you had a cobweb in the corner, and I washed it away. I was like, Steve!
Yeah, gone.
You know?
If a second one moves in, though, you kill that one immediately.
I let them handle it, you know?
Oh, I see.
They're adults. They're daddies.
Test of strength. So smart. God damn. You understand your science.
I am curious. We don't have to keep talking about your dad, but what did your dad do for a living? Like, how did
pre-gecko
this alternate
sales.
Lifestyle, you know?
Yeah. Well, he was a contractor, so he built houses, and he had I'm not exactly sure what his title was, but that's what he did. I know
cool.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what did mom do?
She worked in finance, or I guess still works in finance.
Yeah.
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 Did she
odd couple?
Did she get remarried?
She did not. No.
Yeah. No, but listen, once you've had Spider-Man, there could still be a connection there.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't know. Maybe mom and dad. Secret love affair still. It's just the spiders got in the way.
That's probably what it is.
Unbelievable. Wait a minute. Hold on. Is that spider parody?
Is when you ate the tarantula skin, the hairs that were in there, are those venomous?
I don't think so.
I think it's just
in their fangs. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more of a irritation.
Mm. It's like when you get fiberglass in your skin.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Smart.
Feels great.
Yeah. I had a dentist appointment shortly after that, and they were looking in my mouth and they're like, "Have you eaten pepperoni recently?" And I was like, "No." They're like, "You have red dots all over your mouth." And I was like, "Oh, that's the tarantula. Got it. Okay."
Yeah. Yeah, that'll do it.
I did not know. After I told my mom, I learned very quickly people did not want to hear about that.
Yeah.
Get concerned.
Yeah, I liked that you were like, we got to put this on the podcast. people need to know. They can't take me away now. I'm a grown adult, so.
I have a question here about the Cincinnati Skyline. I've never been, so
oh,
I don't
Skyline
know.
Chili, yeah.
What's that?
It's a chili that people say it's like a sweeter chili.
Oh.
I like it. It's good. My mom sends me cans of it every once in a while. But the big thing is their three-way, which is noodles, chili, and cheese. That's like their whole thing.
Got it.
Yeah.
Spaghetti with chili.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, yeah, sauce. Yeah, it's like, and then cheese.
That actually sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like chili on anything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a big fan. I lived in Santa Fe for a semester of college before I dropped out, and they put green chilies and green chili on everything. I just remember being, when I got there, I'm like, I don't even know what that is. And then I ate it somewhere. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. And then I found out, like, if you go to McDonald's in Santa Fe, they'll put green chilies on your cheeseburger. It's like an extra 40 cents or something, or at least it was 20 years ago.
Worth it.
But, yeah, I'll eat chili on anything. And now that I know that chili and noodles is a thing,
yeah.
I'm 100% on board.
Definitely. I definitely recommend it.
It's like a spicy bolognese.
Yeah, that's. It seems like we're with combining beans. Worlds. Catholicism combined food products.
What makes the Skyline chili sweet?
I've been told cinnamon, but I have no real idea.
Interesting.
Yeah, and they're open late. They're like, so it's a great place to go, you know, on a Friday night at 3 a.m.
Skyline there is a place?
It is.
It's a specific, like a restaurant?
Yeah, it's a restaurant with a drive-thru, so they like to try to be classy, but you can get it fast, so.
Right. as an Ohioan, I don't even know what the term is, Ohioan?
Ohioan? I think that sounds right.
How much do you look down on people from Kentucky? and I'm only asking because I try and look down as much as possible on people from Kentucky. I've known a few good Kentuckians from time to time, but in general, it's a odd group of human beings.
Yeah, especially being from Cincinnati, and Kentucky was right over the river. You could get there in like 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It was definitely something that people in Cincinnati...
You joked about them,
all
right?
All the time.
Yeah. That's like a
cousins
standard
getting
reference.
Married, that's the big one. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Every state has it, and I feel like the closer you are to the border, the harsher it is. Like, I lived in Kansas City, Kansas, and the shit we talked about people from Missouri, despite them being the exact same people. Like, it was literally just on the other side of a road, but you'd be like, oh, the trash from Missouri. And you're like, they can literally hear you. That's how close you are.
No.
I mean, division is the American way.
Yeah, that's what we do
in
best.
In all things. Yeah. It's our favorite pastime. Yeah.
Until we get overseas, and then we're like, USA.
Listen, that's why we're pushing this war right now, you know? It's all about just getting America back together. And we said, how can we unite this country? Russia. Oldest trick in the book. What's your dad's take on Russia?
He did get a little bit into conspiracy theories over...
Yeah, he did. Tell us more. What was he pushing? What was...
He was big in the pedophile ring.
Oh, he was a Q guy?
Yeah. Which was interesting because he was never into that, but then you get locked in a house with a bunch of spiders and, you know, pedophiles.
This makes perfect sense, actually. if you're, like, thinking about it, you're like, who are these QAnon people? And you're like, they collect spiders. That's the kind of people they are. They tell their children they're part dragon. That's...
If you convinced her of a lie for 9 years, it'd be easy to accept a lie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. Look, he's willing to take chances. That's really what we're learning about, you know? And when the pedophiles come knocking on his door, guess who's getting their hand stuck in the wrong tarantula case? This is the venomous one. Stop fucking kids.
Were you raised with religion?
A little bit. I guess, yes, I was raised Catholic, but my parents, we didn't go to church. They sent me and my brother to religion class 1 hour a week, and that was
CCD.
About it. Yep, that was it. Yeah. CCD.
I went to CCD as well, and it worked great. I think I was one of the first kids to be told that I have to just go sit outside and I can't participate in religious class. I'm like, do they know what a reward this is? Like, my parents told me I have to be here, but if I just get in trouble, and I think I argued about. They were telling us that people who commit suicide go to hell. And I was like, my mind was like, what? That doesn't make sense. I'm like, that's not true. And the lady's like, it is true. And I go, I don't think you know what you're talking about. And I was probably a third grader, but defiant.
Yeah.
And so that's why if you're a Catholic and you're listening right now, I'm coming for you. I'm not sure why I needed to threaten, but it felt right.
So how long have you been in L.A.?
I've been out here for 6 years now.
Okay. And what do you do outside of acting for work or hobbies or?
Bunch of different things for work. I work in a restaurant. I do some like work from home customer service stuff. I guess that's my for work hobbies. I do long distance running. That's a fun thing I like to do. Mm. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. What's the farthest you've run?
I ran 2 marathons.
Damn.
Wow.
I don't think I want to run more than that. People try to push it, and I'm good with 26. That's enough.
I was a distance runner in high school, and then I kept doing it until I started drinking in college, and then, you know, it was one or the other.
Yep,
and
definitely.
But yeah, I ran, I didn't actually participate in a marathon, but me and my friends ran a marathon's distance, and to this day, one of the worst experiences of all time, where I'm like, why do people like this? This is awful. Like, I would usually run, at my peak, I'd run like 10 miles a day, mm-hmm. and that was fine. But once you get to like 20 miles, you're just like, what are we doing? This is awful. So you run.
I would run if I saw a spider.
Yeah. Yeah. If someone suggested you eat spider skin.
20 miles.
I honestly didn't realize that spiders shed their skin. So when I read that first thing, I'm like, I'm picturing you, full psychopath. Like child heading towards being like a female Dexter. She's got in my mind it was like a carrot shredder thing,
uh-huh.
and she's just literally staring and
what
skinning.
What a visual!
Yeah, that's what I was. And I'm like, she seems innocent, so this is great that she's a complete murderer.
Maybe she has a scrapbook of people she's talked to in prison.
That could be. It seems very possible. What's the weirdest thing about you? What's odd about you? You come from an odd man.
Yeah.
So do you have your own weird thing? What's going on with you two, by the way? Because I was introduced that he's just a ride, but it seems like he knows a lot of information about you. So it's a weird setup here.
Yeah.
We're dating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got weird. I mean, I'll be not you, but yeah, you're weird.
Yeah.
Well, what do you?
You got that syndrome that we were talking about. You got long fingers. Long
oh, I
toes.
Do have really. I have really long. I don't know, but I. That's not. That's just my body.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, Listen, man, you guys were dating until that answer. Worst answer ever. Well, you've got those long fingers. Very.
No, I have a cat, but no, not. I'm good with weird pets.
Weird.
Yeah, straight. cat lady.
Yeah. I'm sure there are things. I'm trying to think of things that that I do that are strange. I don't know. I feel like everything I do, I think, is normal. So.
Sure. Does she still want to go to reptile conventions and things like that?
That might be a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you kill spiders in your house?
No, I was actually terrified of spiders growing up. Mm. Yeah.
So if you see a spider at your place now, what do you do?
I'm better about killing it, or depending on if it's like not as super scary, then I'll try to let it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't like them.
Catch and release.
Yeah, I don't keep one in my bathroom. I don't.
To be fair, I didn't put it there. It just moved in and I let it stay. It's squatting, you know. There's really strong, you know, squatting laws here, so.
That's true.
I don't want to be against the law.
Where did you guys meet at?
We actually met doing stand-up.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pretty standard.
Zoom stand-up.
That's true.
Is that true? You met him on a Zoom stand-up show?
We met doing Zoom, yeah. And then we became friends.
Flappers, Zoom show.
There.
Wow.
Three words. That
yeah, listen. They seemed cool, but then once I heard Flappers and Zoom, I'm like, get these fucking people out of here. So,
I thought the spider was
torture. Is when they do Flappers Zoom shows, is it in the Yoohoo room at least? Like that they only allow six people to watch your Zoom set? That's bizarre. So you meet on a Zoom show, and then how does that work? One of you asked the other one out or hang out?
Well, we didn't start dating until after we met in person. There was like a couple of us who all met doing Zoom comedy, and we all like started hanging out.
Got
that's
it.
Kind of how, yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
How long did you friend zone them before you started dating?
A couple months. But once we met in person, it kind of moved pretty quickly.
Yeah.
The Zoom was where we kept our distance.
That's where it's awkward?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's Zoom.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy doing Zoom comedy?
I made the most of it,
yeah.
I feel like is what I can say with it.
Where was your setup? Were you doing comedy in your living room, in your bedroom?
I did it in my bedroom, and I had a really old computer, so I couldn't change my background. So I had to get like a whole setup to make it look at least semi-decent.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Sarah, did you do Zoom comedy? Me neither. I refused. People kept hitting me up and being like, hey, do you want to do this show? I'm like, absolutely not. I'm a live performer. I do crowd work. Like, Craig Gast, like, he really tried to get me to do this one show, and he's like, dude, crowd work works great on this. I go, what are you talking about? He's like, it works great. I saw Judah Friedlander do it. I'm like, yeah, I'm not Judah Friedlander, though. It's a different thing altogether. All right, is there anything you want to promote? Is your dad going to be at a reptile show somewhere that
actually,
we need to?
Yeah, he's going to be at a reptile show this weekend in Columbus. So
Columbus.
If you're in Columbus, Ohio,
yeah,
go get some geckos.
Go get a gecko.
You know?
Get a gecko. Dad's weird geckos.
But yeah, actually, the two of us, we do produce a stand-up show. It's called Good Sport Comedy.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And when is that? And where is it?
We do a monthly show at the Bourbon Room in Hollywood, and our next one's coming up in April.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. And where can they find you on social medias?
Everywhere. If you spell my name right, you can find me. That's what I like to tell people.
It's pretty standard, right?
Autumn Brewer.
My last name is spelled weird. They probably really, it kind of looks like they spelled it wrong.
Yeah,
so
it's very
it
possible.
Down,
they write it so that I can read it.
Yeah. No, it is. It's spelled weird. So
is
unless,
it like a German spelling?
Yeah, it's the German spelling. My entire life, everybody has misspelled it. So yeah. I'm just used to it at this point.
How do they spell it?
Brewer.
Yeah. Very German.
Yeah.
Now that we know that the Germans are training an army of spiders, they'll make their rise. All right. Well, thank you for being on.
Thank
I
you
appreciate
for having
it.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Check out Autumn Brewer, German spelling, English spelling on Autumn. I don't even know if there is multiple spellings of Autumn, but great season. So thank you for being here.
Yeah,
and
thanks for
sharing your stories. And to your dad. Stop it with the creepy stuff, all right? All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.
If you'd like to be a guest on our show, please DM Ingram Pod on Twitter. That's IngraHam Pod on Twitter.
Goodbye to everyday people.
Special thanks to The Comedy Store and to Brian Riffs for the dope-ass music.